Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Scripture said to us, Funda Yonam Shanje, Gula Paba Nguele, Kuba Shumaeli, chapter 10, verse 4 corner. Eliti lelilizi, if a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. Siyabonga izwi kaNkulunkulu. NgesiZulu elithi uma umbusi ekuvukela, mawungayishiyi indawo yakho. Manje kukhona indawo la uNkulunkulu esiposte khona. Siyazi ukuthi esikhathini esiningi masikhuluma ngamaphosa nabantu abangamasotsha baye bakhulume ngokuthi ngipostwe endaweni ethile. Manje lithi leli lizwi uma umbusi ekuvukela, you must not leave your post. Ngithanda ukuthi each and every one of us sinama post esiwabe uNkulunkulu asibeke kuwo, and lo ma post uNkulunkulu asibeke kuwo ziyenzeka izinto zokuthi sihlangabezana nama challenges kuwo. Mara esikhathini esiningi eyenzakalayo ukuthi abantu mabehlangana nama challenges, sometimes we don't understand ukuthi njengoba izwi likaNkulunkulu likhuluma lapha kwincwadi kaJames chapter 1, uma uJames ethi lapha kuJames chapter 1, uma ekhuluma uJames ukuthi masilifunda lapha kuJames chapter 1 uthi, consider it pure joy, my brothers, kuverse 2 wakhona, whenever you face trial of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Manje siyabona bangcwele ukuthi lithi consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Manje ziningi izinto bangcwele ezikushayayo. Njengoba noJob wayeshaywe ngapha, shaywa ngapha, tubheke ngapha, shaye ngapha. Manje nakithi empilweni yethu, ziningi izinto ezivelayo ongazilindelanga, ezikushayayo, but lithi kaNkulunkulu, ungayishiyi indawo yakho. And liphinde lithi kwincwadi kaJakobe, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Manje, as you are facing trials of many kinds, you desire to have the joy. Ngoba, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And one thing the enemy uses, bangwele, uma ezo ateka, he uses ukuthi akhiphe this joy. Ngani ngoba uyazi ukuthi the joy of the Lord is my strength. But uIsaiah futhi yena athi, weeping may enjoy for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It might not be the morning as the AM, but the morning is when the sun comes, when the sun rises. Manje, that joy will come. Manje, ekseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele. When we are reading the book of Ruth, we find out ukuthi abantu abasuka in their post, bebalekela izinto ezithile. As we are going to read, bazalwana, lapha kwincwadi kaRuth, uchapter 1 wakhona, lithi leli lizwi, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and the men from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in a country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Kilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem of Judah, and they went to Moab to live there. Manje bheka bangcwele, he comes from Bethlehem, and Bethlehem is a place la uNkulunkulu ene purpose ngaleyo ndawo. Njengoba isizwa nencwadi kaMika athi kuwe Bethlehem umncane kangaka kuyozala indodana kaNkulunkulu. Manje usuka lapho, he's from the tribe of Judah. not knowing ukuthi kuye kukhona into ayiphete. UNkulunkulu umbeke kwi-post eBethlehem. Yena uyasuka kwi-post yakhe engazi. Ebalekela efamayini eyayikhona lapho. Ethi uya endaweni engcono. Bangakanani nanamhlanje abantu esibabonayo. They move, they relocate from South Africa. They are going elsewhere. Lapha bacabangela ukuthi the grass is green. And yet basuka kwi-post uNkulunkulu ababeka kuyo. Ngoba let me say today, I've got the scripture bangcwele ku-Acts chapter 17. Elishoyo ukuthi la ukhona, kula uNkulunkulu akubeke khona. Ngoba uNkulunkulu une-purpose yethu sonke. Njengoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lisho. Lapha kwincwadi kaZenzo chapter 17. Ngizolifunda nje bangcwele. Lithi leli lizwi ku-Acts chapter 17, from one man, verse 26, from one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them, and the exact places where they should live. UNkulunkulu odetermina ikhathi zethu, nokuthi kufanele ngihlale kuphi. Manje hayi ukuthi umuntu aka relocate, we will read the scripture la umuntu a relocate khona, but now sikhuluma ngokuthi uma umbusi ekuvukela lithi izikaNkulunkulu ungayishiya indawo yakho, bayishiya indabo ya indawo yabo baya eMoab. Bangcwele first of all eMoab kuneyithixoza khona ngani abazikhonzayo eMoab. Basuka ebukhoneni bakaNkulunkulu bayohlala kuleyo ndawo leyo ngoba bebalekela imbalela. Manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi bangcwele sebehleli lapho bagana emadodana agana lapho. Ma ungazibuza ukuthi la madodana ma wagana intombi zaseMowabu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu wayenenjongo ngesithi yalabo bafana ukuthi yona isithi yegeneration kaJesu Kristu, bona bohlangana nabafazi baseMowabu ekungasiyona injongo kaNkulunkulu ngani ngoba babalekela imbalela. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ziningi izinto esizibalekelayo bangcwele. Nasemabandleni uNkulunkulu asibeke kuwo siyawabalekela ngenxa yezimo eyithile. Sibaleka kanti uThixo ukufuna khona lapho. Ngani kufanele ukuthi khona izinto uNkulunkulu angazisebenza ngami nawe kuleyo ndawo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka liyasitshela izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi bashona, ubaba washona, amadodana nashona, nawo agcina engazalanga lutho. Khona kule ntombi abazithatha zaseMowabu. Ngani? Ngoba basuke kwi-post yabo uNkulunkulu ababeke kuyo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje i-question yami nawe, kukuphi la uNkulunkulu ekubeke khona la osuke khona? Ngoba uyabona nasezinini kaNkulunkulu kuDeuteronomy washo uNkulunkulu kubantu bakwa-Israyeli wathi iya lapho engizokubeka khona ukuze ngikhone ukufika ngibusisele khona. There are places uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi sibe kuzo in order for us ukuthi asibusise kuzo. Ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi we are blessing the city, blessing in the country. Bless going in and bless coming out. Manje, even if you are in a country, God can bless you even if you are in a city. Uma usendaweni la uNkulunkulu akubeke khona, you are entitled for ama blessings kaNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, njengoba ulizwi lethu lisho ukuthi uma umbusi ekuvukela ungayishiya indawo yakho. Ziningi izinto abangcwele ezisivukela endleleni ezenza ukuthi sometimes siphelele amandla, sometimes siphelele ithemba, but lithi kwaNkulunkulu uma umbusi ekuvukela ungayishiya indawo yakho. Siyathola bangcwele ukuthi naku Genesis chapter 26 sayikhumbula indawo bangcwele eka Isaka ukuthi uma naye kwakunembalela ngokunjalo elithi kwaNkulunkulu wathi naye makathi move away waya kwenye indawo uthi makathi wehlele eGibhita wathi uNkulunkulu no ungayi eGibhitha hlala khona lapho mina ngizofika ngikubusise nguThixo in the midst yesimo leso sasikhona uNkulunkulu wambusa wambusisa wamultiplier izinto zakhe ezenza nokuthi abantu balapho baqale babe nejealousy baqale babe neenvy yezinto anazo nenkosi yathi yalapho yathi no kungcono uhambe la ngani ngoba ebusiswa uNkulunkulu in the midst bangcwele yobunzima bedrought eyilapho manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi kimi nawe uma umbusi esivukela masingayishiyi indawo yethu ngani ngoba bangcwele kula uNkulunkulu esifuna ukuthi sibe khona manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngisakhuluma ukuthi it doesn't mean to say you cannot relocate but makube kuNkulunkulu oshoyo there's a blessing there njengoba sifunda bangcwele encwadini yamakhosi siyafunda bangcwele ukuthi kwenzeka ukuthi manje a Shunammite woman lapha masifunda ku Second Kings sifunda ngeShunammite woman ku chapter 8 wakhona lithi leli lizwi now Elisha said to the Shunammite whose son he had restored to life go away with your family and stay for a while wherever you can because the Lord has decreed a famine in the land that will last 7 years uyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakhuluma ngenceku yakhe ukuthi manje mayihambe lo mfazi aye kwenye indawo ngani ngoba isikhathi sefemine ezolasta for 7 years manje izwi kaNkulunkulu akaqala uThixo nakuye uFaro wathola iphupha la uNkulunkulu emprepare ngefemine ukuthi for 7 years there will be 7 years of plenty and 7 years there will be 7 years of famine and he had a dream eloke ngesu umuntu okhonza uNkulunkulu but uNkulunkulu embonisa ngani ngoba in the midst of that place uNkulunkulu wayene purpose ethile ngaleyo ndawo waye kuyo ngoba uJosepha wayelapho until uJosepha interpreted the dream ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu leliphupha kubonisa lona ukuthi manje kuzoba nefemine wena lungisani ukuthi nikwazi ukuthi in 7 years nikwazi ukusurvive then uFaro wathi wena Josepha ngoba wena unomoya kaNkulunkulu kungcono utake over as a governor ukwazi ukuthi ubone ukuthi kuhleleka kanjani manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu bangcwele ziyenzeka izinto ezifana nalezo kithi ukuthi manje ngesinye isikhathi kufanele ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma sifikela izinto njengoba lisho lapha kukhona kwincwadi kaJacob esifundile ukuthi consider it pure joy if you face the trials of many kinds. You know when those trials come, bazalwana, tinaba esikhathini esiningi, we like to bind and loosen. Every time we exalt the devil, devil this and devil that, and esimnikeza istage, and yet sometimes it's not even the devil. It's our faith is being tested. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu cannot use into angayitestanga. Some lithi izgo Petro, ifaith yethu ibalulekile than the gold which is tested by fire. Manje those tests will come. Ayikho bangcwele uma uNkulunkulu amtest uJesu Kristu attest ethunyela yi the Holy Spirit in the wilderness ayotestwa. Uma uAbraham athunyela ethestwa uNkulunkulu nathi sizotestwa. Akwenzeki ukuthi uhambe noNkulunkulu ungathestwa ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna ukwenza sure ukuthi uhamba nobani manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje that is why izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi consider it pure joy when you face the trials of many kinds manje those trials of many kinds ezisuka ezifikayo let them not move you from your post ngoba they are there bazalwana to come and exalt you they are there to come and promote you trials, they are there to come and promote us. We are like the eagles. Siyazi ukuthi eagle. Uma ngabe iphapha, where there's a storm, i-storm sinikeza i-eagle amandla okuphaphela phezulu ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi namaphiko aso lesi siwandlalele phezulu. So the storms, when they come, bazalwana, they are there ukuthi amaphiko ethu aphaphele phezulu. Ama storms bazalwana izinto uJesu Kristu ashilo naye ukuthi la adlule khona sizodlula nathi in order for us ukuthi sithole the crown of glory esithenjisile ama trials esizodlula kuwo uJesu Kristu adlule kuyo manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ilizwi kaNkulunkulu lithi uma umbusi ekuvukela ungayishiyi indawo yakho manje sisakhuluma ngaye lo mfazi yena eshuna mighty woman owa relocate kunembala yena nakhona but akazange azenzele konke uma sikwenza kufanele sizwe ukuthi umoya ongcwele uthini lana lithi kuverse 8 wakhona Then the woman proceeded to do as the man of God said. She and her family went away and stayed in the land of the Philistines 7 years. At the end of 7 years, she came back from the land of Philistine and went to the king to beg for her house and the land. The king was talking to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, and he had said, Tell me about all the great things Elijah has done. Just as Gehazi was telling the king how Elijah had restored the dead to life, the woman whose son Elijah had brought back to life came to beg the king for her house and the land. Gehazi said, This is the woman, my lord the king, and this is her son whom Elijah restored to life. Uyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uhlanganisa izinto kanjani. Uye wenza ukuthi afike the right time. Azoba ufakazi lento ethile. Naye azokwazi ukufakazelwa. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzeni ngaye. Manje lapha yana liyakhuluma bangcwele. Lithi lapha kuverse 6. The king asked the woman about it. And she told him. Then he assigned an official to her case and said to him. Give back everything that belonged to her, including all the income from her land, from the day she left the country until now. Now we see bangcwele ukuthi wathola neprofit yokuthi for 7 years amasimu akhe nako konke abenakho zamenzela iprofit ngani ngoba walalela uNkulunkulu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje Ngithanda ukuthi kuko konke esihlangabezana nako. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, uma umbusi esivukela, masingayishiyi indawo yethu. Ziningi izinto bangcwele ezisivukela endleleni. Hey bangcwele, the fruit of the spirit must develop. Long suffering must develop. Patience must develop. And when those things they develop, they don't develop easy. You've got to be patient. You've got to have a long suffering. Ulindele into bangcwele enzima. But when the people they see you standing, ngani ngoba abantu bakubona umile kulobo bunzima, whatever ezibavelelayo, wena uyiphethin obabekele yona ukuthi kuyadluleka. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi kimi nawe uma umbusi esivukela izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi masingayishiyi indawo yethu siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekseni may God strengthen us may God empower us may God make us to focus ukuthi inkosi noma kunjani I will stand here until you show up uNkulunkulu asenze kahle ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth amen
Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion through thick and thin download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.